Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Whipser inside the red ribbon red zone. Up to the ball with a power eye formation. Good under center on first and goal from the four. Gives a quick hitter and over the right guard into the end zone for a touchdown. Aliquippa, Tyke Hayes, his third of the game. And with 5:04 in the third quarter of the 4A championship game, the Quips are up on top 20-0. Oh, wow, what another powerful drive by the Aliquippa Quips.
That's the voice of our high school football coverage, Dan Zangrilli. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin. Marty back with me on Monday. Meanwhile, Dan Zangrilli is in the house getting ready for a big night once again. This is another great matchup, Dano.
So coming up, we've got, I think for the first time ever, we've got a City League team on KDKA Radio. And it's the Westinghouse Bulldogs. So how apropos is that, Larry, for all the history buffs? Westinghouse, Steel Valley, Homewood versus Homestead coming up tonight at 7.
That's kind of cool. And 6 o'clock, we got John Fedko, the Fedko Zone. He'll be getting you prepared and doing his magic. I've seen some videos of him doing what he's doing while I'm watching you and Johnny Lee watch him, which is just as entertaining.
He's unbelievable. I mean, brings a ton of juice, a ton of energy, and a ton of great content. He's going to talk to John LaDon, the Pine Richland head coach. But a recent development here over the last 24 hours is the retirement of Central Catholic coach Terry Totten. And Terry will be on the airwaves live tonight to talk about stepping aside after, oh gosh, better part of 20 years at Central.
Yeah, congrats and kudos to Terry Totten. And by the way, Terry's very quiet, doesn't say a whole lot off the field. Although now he has a new best friend, I hear, Robert Mangino.
That's good, yes.
I heard you say that last
week. He's unbelievable. Totten. He's like one of those guys, unless you put a question mark at the end of it, he'll basically just nod his head. Mangino said, boy, your defense played well in the third quarter. I would agree.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, he's low-key, but he's been successful. And speculating, because Central Catholic has such a reputation, I'm going to call this. Ready?
Okay, go.
Eric Kasparovich.
No.
No?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No.
Nope. It'll be an internal candidate or maybe somebody from Kasparovich's staff. I've heard that name dropped. And there's an out-of-market guy as well. That's a name that I've heard as the new coach at Central Catholic.
Because so, they kind of take their football serious there.
They
I
do.
Don't know if you noticed.
They do, but we all do, don't we?
Yeah.
We all do.
We do. So let's talk about some of the other matchups because Western Pennsylvania is well represented again in the state playoffs.
Yeah, basically five of the six teams in the western part of the state are still alive. And if you want to go ahead and factor it, actually six, North Allegheny, unfortunately, sorry, Lair, eliminated last week. But what makes this matchup so intriguing here tonight, Larry, it's the first time in 20 years that a City League team has met a WPIL team in the state playoffs with a chance to go to the state championship game. And that's what we're doing tonight, Westinghouse and Steel Valley. The last time it occurred, there was a kid by the name of Paul Pazluzny.
I may have heard
of him.
Oh, man.
He was with the Hopewell Vikings, and then Vaughn Rivers, who went on to star at West Virginia, he was playing for the Perry Commodores. Perry and Hopewell met in 2002, the last time a WPIL and Pittsburgh City League team met with so much on the line. Until tonight, Westinghouse, Steel Valley.
I was at that Perry game.
You were.
I remember that team was just
loaded. Loaded.
Killer. They were great. All right. So here's the other factor. Everyone that's not paying close attention says, so they get to go to Hershey. No.
They don't. Unfortunately, yes. And even going to Hershey was kind of a buzzkill after you play at Heinz Field or Acrisure Stadium. I guess whatever the math was, that they couldn't hold the games and Hershey wanted to pay charge too much. So they're playing these games at Cumberland Valley High School, which, by all accounts, is a wonderful facility, but that certainly doesn't carry the cachet that Chocolate Town USA
No,
does.
You can't. I went, you know, I've gone there for games. And
it's fun. Old facility. Cool.
You go into the chocolate factory, you know, you overindulge in chocolate. At least there's stuff for the kids to do. Yep. And let's face it, if you've got a high school kid, there's a chance they have a sibling, a little older, a little younger. That's right. It's a family event.
And you've got the amusement park next door, and then all the Christmas lights this time of year. It's great.
Not in the Cumberland. What's the name of that place?
Yeah, it's Cumberland Valley. We'll put it in the GPS and show up. That's the game plan.
Okay, by the way, kudos to you and the team. You guys did a great job, especially Friday after Thanksgiving, covering all four championship games.
Again, it was fun.
Coverage starts tonight at 6. John Fedko and then Dan Zangrilli. Johnny Lee.
Oh, the best.
I saw Cale Berger. We got to get him to do
Yeah,
his
I know.
Johnny
I mean, all
Lee.
Of us, he's rising through the ranks quickly, and it's hard to get on Cale's schedule these days.
Look at him walking around in there like he
aimlessly,
owns the place.
Well, aimlessly wandering.
Act like you're doing something, Cale.
Well, that's so he fits in well in the management side of things, doesn't he?
He could do his, wow. You've heard his Johnny wow. Lee and impersonation.
Wow, it's pretty good.
All right, Dan Zangrilli. Thanks, Dan.
All right, see you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.